This episode of My Term podcast was originally recorded in September 2023, and as explained in previous episodes, we had to take an unexpected hiatus. But now we're back, so we're publishing these as catch-up episodes. So don't be put off by the strange naming of dates here. This was recorded a while ago, but do enjoy, and we'll catch you with our newer episodes in the coming weeks.
This is where the intro happens. And all those sounds that I can't remember.
Welcome to My Turn Podcast, a gaming podcast hosted by extra competitive siblings. My name's Jem, I'm the big sibling, and I'm joined today by...
Billen, I'm the middle sibling, and we are missing our third sibling today.
Yeah, we're missing... Well, I didn't mean, yeah, like celebrating he's not here. I meant, yeah, you're right.
A little bit of me was celebrating internally when you said that.
He's lovely, but he does smell.
He really does. And even though we're doing this remotely at the moment, he smells that badly that it comes through over the headset.
Yeah, his smell lingers in the ether. We do love you, bro, but you stink. So we are siblings, real life siblings. And we love what, Billen?
We like playing games, all sorts of games. Computer games, board games, escape rooms, loads of things like that.
Yeah, and so we are back today with another bit of a gaming, not quite a review, more of a roundup of a game that has been taking over our life for the last 3 months now, I'd say.
Yeah, wow, has it really been 3 months?
It's been 3 months.
I'm still spending way too much time playing it.
What is the game, Milan?
So the game is The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, the sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Also known as Massive Life Sync Part 2. or Time Sync, I should say. So obviously the game's been out for 3 months. It's not new news. But there was such a huge buzz about this game. Everyone online was tweeting about it. There were memes going around. There were WhatsApp groups created that I've been even added to with people who were playing it. And that all seems to have died down a little bit now. So we thought it'd be a good opportunity to check in, see where we are with the game, and if that impact has lasted, and if we think this game is actually as good as all the initial hype, and do we recommend playing it and things like that. So I guess let's start, Billen, with what were your first impressions of Tears of the Kingdom? Being we should say, Billen is, I know he denies it, but he is Mr. Nintendo. He has played everything Zelda in the past. He is your go-to person for the Zelda info. So you're very well qualified to chat about this.
Not strictly true. There are a few Zelda games I haven't played. Like, I haven't played any of the Philips CDI ones.
Oh, but yeah, they don't
I don't think they count. No. But I'm very happy that the Nintendo Switch Online has added the Oracles games, because I've only played one of those.
We'll chat about that a bit later then. Yeah. What next for the franchise when we come to that. But Brill, so talk to us about your first impressions. Like, has this, and did it initially live up to your expectations?
So, yeah, first impressions. I was actually really surprised about how it started. So with like a cutscene and a little bit of exploration down in the depths underneath Hyrule Castle, that was quite
and
good.
And you have like a million hearts.
Yeah, 40 hearts. You've got more than you had hearts in Breath of the Wild. It was ridiculous. But I really liked that. It set the scene, introduced who the antagonist was, and kind of brought you to where the game starts on what I affectionately called Great Plateau 2, the Great Sky Island.
Basically.
And then it kind of picked up very similarly to how Breath of the Wild did. You have this initial area where you learn the ropes, you learn your new skills that you get in the game, and It was very similar. It was easy to get into. No big surprises there. There were some slightly different enemies. What I found interesting was there were new collectibles, and I'm a collectophile, so I knew that this meant that I was going to be spending a lot of time 100%ing this game.
What collectibles are you referring to? As someone who doesn't often collect things, unless it's necessary for gameplay.
Well, so on in the starting area, you find Koroks. So there are Koroks to collect again. But there is
But
also.
they affect things that come into play with the game, so I was collecting those.
There's also bubble frogs, which when you defeat them, drop bubble gems. And there's one of those on the Great Sky Island. So that's a new collectible. And then there's also more ingredients for cooking. And a recipe book with a fixed set of recipes, so you've got to collect all of those as well.
I somehow have missed the recipe book, or if I have it, I've forgotten where it is.
I can't remember how to
Where is
access the
that?
recipe book, but if you go to the menu and select one of the ingredients for cooking, you have the option of holding it, eating it, or selecting it for a recipe. So if you've cooked anything using a cooking pot, you'll have the recipe book.
Okay. I just haven't even acknowledged that aspect of the game. Wow. So yeah, I agree with you largely. It was more like jumping back into the old game rather than feeling like a new game initially. I found the beginning slightly less exciting than I thought it was going to be because of that. Because you get the big cutscene, the reveal of your enemy early on, and then I was like, oh, it's just, yeah, as you say, plateau. Part two and just Breath of the Wild again. But what for me and what I'd love to talk about next really leveled the game up was the things that differ from Breath of the Wild. So I'd love to chat through some of those. I know in podcast we recorded a couple of months ago when the game was just about to drop, we had a quick chat about the super hand. No, wait.
Ultra Hand
Ultra Hand, that's it. Super Hands is
is
not.
from the Peep Show.
Is from Peep Show. Yes. Super Hands. That would be funny, though. But yeah, Ultra Hand and the fuse weapons capability and all the different little bits that you get on that menu that just give the game a different sort of edge. And for me, the thing that really stood out. In terms of difference from Breath of the Wild, is how much you get to play around with physics and mechanical things and building things. I really, really enjoy that aspect. So that really stood out for me. How about you, Willem?
Yeah, so I have not played around a great deal with the Ultra Hand and building things because I haven't got enough battery power, which can be upgraded, but it takes a while unless you're really going for targeting that. But I've seen loads of videos
Which
online.
you can do with your sensor. I'm glad that came
Yeah.
back. The target sensor,
It took me a while
yes.
to find that, but I'm very glad that came back as well. But yeah, I've seen loads of videos online with people coming up with all sorts of contraptions and vehicles. The first few were just people torturing Koroks.
Yeah, I know the poor Koroks. They were just sticking them to things and like burning them, and
Yep.
stuff. It was awful. I saw some interesting uses of fans and a kind of wooden column
Oh.
to make cock and balls
Oh, yeah.
on
Okay.
various
Yep.
contraptions. Very nice. People had a lot of fun with building things. I got really excited when I found out I could build things. Before I saw any vehicles in the game, I basically spent about, I want to say, 35, 40 minutes scrabbling together some stuff to build a wagon. And as soon as I finished building it, I accidentally set it on fire.
Oh dear.
I don't even know how I did it. I just accident. Oh yeah, I know how I did it because the For some reason, my brain can't get my head around that one bumper button accesses the wheel with Ultra Hand, etc., and the other bumper button throws things. And I accidentally threw a fire fruit at my wagon.
Oh, no.
Instead of adding something that I was trying to add to. And I spent so long in the early game trying to build a wagon.
Oh, that's a shame. Have you at least managed to save it as one of your favourite builds so that you can do it again?
No, because I didn't have it at that point. I'm talking in the early, early game. Like, the early, early game. I just got really excited when I came across a store of materials and I saw wheels and I was like, surely I could build a wagon. And one of the first things I did was I stole a horse from a bokoblin that had, like, a wagon on it so that I could attach that horse, the stolen horse, to this wagon I made. I set it on fire.
Oh dear.
And I've also driven a few horses off a cliff by accident as well.
How do you manage that? Because they're supposed to stop if they get to terrain that they don't
like. I don't know. Like, they've just gone off the end of a cliff and I just couldn't find them again.
I've seen videos of people putting NPCs inside like a box that they've built and then rotating the box and opening the like one side of it and the NPCs just fly off into the distance.
I need to try that. Actually, like, if you put a Korok on like a spinning Catherine wheel type thing, that would be quite fun.
Yep.
So yeah, we're having a lot of fun with the building. But how are you finding it as a component of gameplay? So, for example, in puzzle solving and things.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the puzzles. It's quite possible to kind of cheat in a way in some of the Shrines of Light, which replace the Sheikah shrines from the old game, because you can bring in Zonai devices from outside, get them out of your inventory, and then build a contraption that allows you to solve things really easily rather than necessarily doing it the way that might be intended, given the puzzle name, for example.
I think that's quite a nice thing that the game has, is that there's always a way of solving the puzzle or the problem, even if it's not the most obvious route.
Yeah, I've tried not to do that too much, though, because using the materials that are already provided actually comes up with new contraptions that you can use and new ideas that you can then bring into the outside world to create more things with your Ultra Hand ability. And like one of the trickiest puzzles that I found, or that's quite varied across the world, is getting one of the Koroks to their friends.
Which
you have to do in loads of different places. And sometimes it's just pick up the Korok, carry him across the ground, maybe really far, but you just have to carry the Korok and that's it. Sometimes you have to scale like a huge cliff and there isn't any way to walk around and then go up. You actually have to fly up somehow. And that's really fun. Or sometimes it's across a canyon and it just makes you come up with flying devices and playing around with those a little bit. Getting the balance right is really fun because once you put a Korok on something, the physics are such that the Korok changes the way it moves and it might just nose dive or stall if you put them on the wrong side, or you put it on the side, it goes sideways and you go around in a spiral. And I think it's really clever.
My favorite was sticking one on a kind of catapult thing that just like flew it into the air.
Oh, I've not tried that.
It was really funny. I can't remember where that was. I did that ages ago. I didn't think it would work, but it kind of did. But it's one of those things where I actually reloaded it quite a few times. but this is my issue with the game, is that I'm enjoying this stuff quite a lot, but I'm also getting really frustrated with it because I'm ending up spending so much time doing something stupid like building a Korok catapult, and then I'm like, I've been playing for an hour and I've done nothing.
If you're having fun, then that's fine. It's a game. The whole point is to have fun. If you spend an hour making no progress in the story, but you're having fun throwing Koroks in a trebuchet, then I think that's good.
Yeah, true. And how about the fused weapon aspect? Are you making the most of that?
I Don't use it as much as I want to because there are so many different materials, and I'm kind of saving those up for enhancing my armor. But I've made some interesting combinations. Like there's the rocket shield, which is good for getting to somewhere high up quite quickly. Spring shield is very fun, but it's a bit annoying that you can only use it once. You can make various skateboards or toboggans out of shields.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I haven't tried the sort of shield surfing yet. And I know that that's something you can do really early on, is just shield surf. I just haven't tried it.
Yeah, so I've probably played around with fusing things to shields more than weapons. I've done quite a lot with weapons, but I found that the shield ones are more reliable, and then the weapon ones, it's more a case of I've stumbled across a weapon that already has something fused to it and then recognize that as useful and then give that a go.
Yeah. Have you tried a mushroom on the end of like a lance?
Oh yeah, the Horriblins have loads of those, the bouncy sticks and whatnot. Yeah, enemies just go flying.
And the little octo balloon thing.
Oh, I've not
You
put
can just
those on
fly out of.
anything.
Oh, you can just fly in the air with one.
Oh, if you put it on a shield?
I can't remember.
I'll have to give that one a go.
I did. That was a cheat thing, though. Alex showed me a YouTube video of fun things you can do with the fuse capability, and that was one of them. I did it once. Yeah, you just sort of get a little boost in the air, like this little balloon.
I do like that you can make elemental rods and weapons,
Yes.
which replace like the fire rod from the previous game, which I thought was very strange when I first came across it. It's like, oh, this thing's not called a fire rod anymore, even though it's basically a fire rod.
Yeah, like a topaz rod is like a lightning rod
Yeah.
now. Yeah, it's the stones have got their elemental powers attached to them. Yeah, it's really fun. I'm really enjoying. I really underused fuse initially, and now I'm having more fun with it. Like when I realised you can make a Leezle tail sword that basically has like a whipping quality. That's really fun. Yeah, so it's. I mean, I think these new little aspects of the game are quite ingenious and have kept it fresh. Whereas, as I say at the beginning, I was feeling a bit like, oh, it's a carbon copy. Like, where is this actually going to go? It felt, as much as I love exploring, because you had all of the sky stuff to explore and all the depths. I
Oh, the
love the
depths are
depths.
ridiculous. I nearly shit myself the first time I went down there.
Why?
Well, the music. So you go down, it's like, oh, this is like magical music. It's like you're falling from the sky. So and then there's just a really low pitch blare, and it's like, oh my goodness, that means something bad's about to happen, and it's pitch black. And there were all sorts of enemies down there, and you couldn't see anything, and you don't get your hearts back because of the
Oh,
gloom.
yeah. At the beginning, when you get the gloom and all your hearts get corrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice touch, I
So
thought.
I was just so scared of going down into the depths.
Yeah, I really like it down there, actually. It's fun. I love lighting up a light route. It's something quite satisfying about that. Yeah, so that's that. So those things obviously are new areas to explore, like the sky and the depths. So you've almost got three. I mean, you have got three maps to explore. But in terms of actual gameplay, I was really worried it was going to feel too samey. So those little elements we've chatted through just now have definitely spiced it up a bit. Was there anything else that has been introduced new this time around that you think have differed in a way that was positive?
Well, so as well as the many, many collectibles, you've also got a much wider variety of enemies, some of which are specific to particular areas. And what else is really good? I can't remember. I had something in mind, might come back to it.
Okay. Yeah, because the enemies is a good one actually, because I found this time round you can choose to not engage a lot more than in the last game where you were just like, well, there's a Lynel there. There's no way of avoiding it. It's just going to come at you. You've just got to like go a really wide berth around it. Whereas this time I think it's actually quite good that it's allowing you to move around the map quite well without engaging unless you want to. And the good thing about that is that you do have to engage with enemies because you need items to then enhance your weapons or your arrows, etc. So there's reasons to engage with enemies rather than you just have to get from A to B, which I think is a good change for me, is a positive change.
The other thing was the side quests. So now you've got your main quest, side quests, shrine quests, and a couple of other things in the menu. And the side quests are, there's quite a few of them, and they're really quite long. They're almost like main quests that aren't specific to the story. So I thought that was a really good change. So I found that there is so much to do in the game because of things like that I find myself going through a cycle of, I'm going to do a bit of the main story, I'm going to do a bit of side quests, and I'm going to do a bit of these mini quests off to the side as well.
Yeah, have you read at all like what the projected gameplay time is if you mainline the story? I actually haven't.
No, I have no idea if it's possible to like shortcut it and do it in less than half an hour like in Breath of the Wild. So I think I know where the final boss is, but I'm not 100% sure. I got scared when I went anywhere near it, so I ran away. But
okay, don't tell me.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm still, you know, with a 10-month-old human to look after, I'm still desperately trying to find hours to get through the game. But how far through are you, like, in terms of main quest, like, companions, I guess we could...
Yeah, so the temples, which replace the Divine Beast from Breath of the Wild, I have done three of those, and I'm about to start the story part before the fourth.
I'm on the third temple.
Yeah.
So I'm like, which ones did you do? What order?
So I did the Wind Temple in the north, northwest first, and then did the Lightning Temple in the southwest. I wasn't planning to do that one, but I went to the Gerudo region for one thing to do, and then realized that actually moving around is really hard until you've done the temple, so I ended up doing the temple so that I could then actually move around the region.
So you haven't done that one yet.
And then the third,
I did the
one,
Goron one second.
That's my last one. So I've barely been up Elvin. So the third one I did was the Zora one, the Water Temple.
Mm, yeah, that's what I'm on now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, lovely. So was there things that weren't changed that you think should have been?
I can't think of anything that hasn't changed that should have been changed. You?
Cutscenes.
Cutscenes? Oh, I like the cutscenes. Like,
no, specifically, I just want to skip it once and then they never come back again. Blood Moon. Going in and out of a shrine.
Okay.
Any kind of like praying or anything. Like, I just want to do the thing. Like, I just want to skip it once and then it's done.
I quite like those as just like a little bit of downtime. So I can like have a think. So, what am I going to do next?
So we actually changed the language to Japanese to make it a little bit more palatable, let's say, because after a while the high pitched sort of voices was not doing it for us. So yeah, Japanese is really nice. Yeah, changed it to Japanese. It's soothing. It's more soothing. And the other thing is just cooking. I'm over it. I'm bored of it. I was bored of it in the last game. Super bored of it now.
I barely do any cooking. Find a few hearty truffles and cook like five of those at a time, and then only cook when I have found a new recipe, so I want to fill in my recipe book a bit more, or if I need specific items for a region, so like fireproofing or heatproofing, something like that.
Fair enough. So is there anything that you would change, or how are you feeling in general? In summary, so far.
So I really like it. So there are some things which did change, which I didn't like as much as the original. So the overworld music. I don't think that's as good as the Breath of the Wild overworld music. Just the standard overworld music. Whereas a lot of the music is the same.
Fair enough.
Like the villages and towns have the same music, although they're strange renditions before you've defeated the completed the regional phenomena are actually quite cool.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I guess I haven't really noticed that, which I always think is a good thing. If you don't notice music in games, it hasn't felt clunky anywhere. Or
have you not gone to a place and thought, oh, that music's interesting, this must be a really cool place?
No, I mean, yeah, like there's the music sort of leads what's about to happen a little bit. Like you've got the enemy music, which is actually really useful because sometimes they're not in your vision, in your line of vision.
Yep.
So the enemy music is useful. There's music that is really nice and soothing, like the music in the water temple, I thought was in the underground water temple.
That was really cool. I like that.
That was really lovely. That was really cool. Yeah, that was like a puzzle before the big puzzle. That was quite nice. Yeah, like things like that have been nice, but I haven't really noticed it enough to sort of comment on it. Whereas in some games, you're like, wow, the soundtrack blows your mind, or it really jars. So, yeah, it's interesting observation. So, in summary, like, how do you feel this compares, like, in summary, so far? Obviously, you're not done yet, not even halfway through, probably. Yeah, how would you feel it compares to Breath of the Wild in
your opinion? I think it's better. Pretty much in every way, it's better. It's bigger. There's so much more to do. It's more difficult. There's more variety. There have been fewer technical issues, even when playing with mm-hmm. massive structures made out of zonal devices. I love it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I think I do prefer it to the last one. My one gripe is, well, apart from just wanting to turn off just the repetitive things like Blood Moon, I just sort of find some of the shrines a bit tedious, like the ones that, as you say, they sort of force you to do something, and I don't mind that. But when they force you to do it like three times, I'm like, oh, just give me the thing already. Because I just feel like there's loads more shrines in this game. I don't know if there is or if they're just more present. They just seem to be easier to find.
Yeah.
So the amount of times I'm having to go in and do a thing and then end up doing it three times in each one, I'm like, oh, come on. So I just feel like the balance isn't quite right. But I mean, that's a minor gripe. And the cutscenes is a minor gripe. It is an amazing game, and the fact that I'm devoting every spare minute to it really is testament to how good it is, because I'm really tired and I could be sleeping, but I'm playing Zelda some of the time. So, who would you recommend this to, Villain? Like, would you recommend it to people that hadn't played Breath of the Wild, for example?
I already have. So I knew someone from work who hadn't played Breath of the Wild, but bought Tears of the Kingdom and wanted to know whether they needed to play Breath of the Wild first. I said no.
No, absolutely not.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if you hadn't played Breath of the Wild, definitely just jump straight into this one, because I think it fixes a lot of the things that Breath of the Wild could have improved, even though at the time it felt like the game was almost faultless. Now playing this, I feel like, no, actually, it could have done with a lot of these elements just to spice up some of the gameplay, stop it getting so repetitive, because there's so many variables now. There's so many things you can be creative with,
yep.
even when you're exploring, like building a wagon and setting it on fire. Cool. Well, that brings us to the end of this little mini roundup of Tears of the Kingdom. Was there anything else you wanted to add, bro?
No, I don't think there is, but... I'm glad that we're finishing, because I am planning to go and play.
Yay! And in terms of like the future of the franchise, do you think it's in good hands? Like, how are you feeling about the future of the Zelda franchise?
Yes, I don't think they could do a third game in the series. I think that's it. Done with the Breath of the Wild version of Hyrule. But I would like to see more in this kind of vein with an open world like this. But Zelda's been quite varied over the years. I'm sure if they take it in a completely different direction again, it will still be amazing, I think.
Maybe we'll get a playable Zelda.
Yes, another playable Zelda.
but like in a big open world game is what I mean. That would be nice.
Yes.
Let's give us a playable Zelda. Well, thank you very much, bro, for joining me on this little roundup. I mean, this is all we've been playing for a while. So are you planning to dip into any shorter games?
So because the Oracles games, the other Zelda games from the Game Boy that were made by, I think, Capcom, are available on Nintendo Switch Online, I might play the one of those that I haven't played, which is Oracle of Seasons, I think. I'll just play both of them, actually, because you're supposed to play both of them, then link them up for the final boss, and I only ever played one.
Do it. Yeah, report back. Well, yeah, lovely chatting to you. I'm going to play some more Zelda tonight when the baby goes to sleep. Hopefully she goes to sleep in time for me to get a bit of playtime before I need to go to sleep. And yeah, still good, still enjoying it. I need to beat that water dungeon, not a dungeon.
Temple.
What is it again? Temple. Water temple, not a dungeon. Puzzle temple.
I need to go to the fire temple.
I enjoy it. It's so much fun. I loved it. The gore on Beast was my favorite last time, actually.
Okay.
I just really like that area. But yeah, enjoy it. It'll be fun. Thank you for joining us on this little roundup of I was going to say Breath of the Wild, but Tears of the Kingdom. And we'll be back again with some reviews of newer games. Well, Aaron and I are actually dipping our toe into newer games.
So yeah,
we'll be
I'm
reviewing
not.
Some of those. And hopefully you'll join us to ask us questions, Bilal.
Yes, I will do.
Cool. Well, have a great week and we'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.